following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there. Welcome to another Refuge Devo. I brought Dave back with me again.
Two times.
Part two. Remember last week good. He was here with us?
I remember. Yeah.
Very fondly. Yeah. Great time together.
Yes.
And here we are back together again.
Back at it again.
With a similar topic as we talked about last week, which was from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And it was kind of the thought that I had around the baptism that we did a couple weeks ago. Where I was listening to these testimonies and thinking, God, you were at work even when these people weren't at church. You're at work even when we don't even realize that you're at work. And through the testimonies and where some of the places that God reached out to these people were, was just an encouragement to me that, God, you're always working. One of the things that stood out to me was that some of these people had testimonies about how the Lord was working and saving before they even got to Refuge, before they even walked through the doors of Refuge or became part of Refuge, that God had already begun to plant seeds in their heart and their mind. And then Refuge was just really a part of their discipleship process.
Right.
It wasn't like they were necessarily even introduced to Jesus here. Some of them were, but not all of them. And so we were just a vehicle that God used in their discipleship process. Right. Talk about that.
Yeah, I want to read this just for context again. So this is 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 5. And we went over this last week. It says, "What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth." We talked about that last week. "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth." And it continues to go on. But I was thinking, and I was talking with Jeff, and I know this is true of ministry, but this is so true even outside of ministry as well, just as parents. I mean, just at all different kind of in all different areas. But I thought to myself, with this text, there is there's a couple of truths here, and it talks about how one person plants, another one waters. And I don't know necessarily if somebody could say, hey, God has directly given me a planting. That's all I do. That's all I'm going to do. I think there are times in our lives where God will bring us to a spot where we are planting. And maybe later on in our life, there's going to be a time where we're watering. I think the importance of understanding that is, man, there's going to be times where you're digging up ground in a sense, and it's difficult and it's hard and it can be frustrating. You're not seeing the growth take place yet. And you might be like, am I doing something wrong? Like, God, what's going on? But there's a time and place for the planting and a time and place for the growth. And I know you could probably speak to that as well, right? You were in youth ministry for a while.
It seems like in ministry for sure. But even like you had mentioned, even in parenting, it feels like sometimes you are doing a lot of seed planting and you're like, okay, I want to see change. I want to see growth. I want to see, and you're having to be like, okay, I've planted that seed and I don't want to see it to grow. It definitely, as you can say, like it happens in youth ministry where you're sharing the gospel, and you want to see heart change. And then there's seasons where you do see a lot of heart change.
Yeah.
It changes into more like now we're watering, we're tending to, we're caring with the discipleship process that's gone on. Yeah, I think that's a huge concept. In fact, in this same text in verse 10, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, it says this, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it." And so sometimes we'll be the ones that the Lord uses to lay that foundation, and then they'll go someplace else and someone else will add to that as another type of builder. And so I think that's key. And his is just be careful what kind of building you put on that foundation. That's important. But ultimately, the question then becomes is, and I think David posed it well, is like there will be times when we are planting that seed of the gospel. And we all won't always see the fruit of it right there, but we'll be faithful in planting the seed.
Right. And I would even say too, that might even be part of the Holy Spirit's strategy. There's so much throughout the New Testament of the posture of our heart and being people who are humble. And man, if we saw the benefits, or we saw the, if we were only sitting under the, oh man, like God, you were blessing this. Like, I am a fallen person, right? I am still on my journey. God is still sanctifying me. I think he's very wise in showing me personally, or not showing me the level of impact right away, or maybe not even showing me to a certain, I mean, one day I'm going to be with him and I'm going to see the benefits of it. Right. And so I think there's wisdom even in the way that he doesn't show us at times. But I think, again, just going back to what you said, I think it is so important for us to realize, because I think there can be such an attack on you personally or on us of like, wow, every season is supposed to look like this. And so if every season isn't the watering or the growth, and if you're not seeing it, then you're in the wrong. You're not following close enough. You're not, and all these questions, all these attacks start coming. So I think it's very important to understand there are different time frames that God has. And the goal again is as we talked about last week, is to steward that well, just to step up to the plate and say, God, I'm going to do my part in faith, knowing that you will always be doing your part.
So. Yeah. Then that text, God is the one who gives the increase.
Yeah. Amen.
God is the one that causes the growth, and we are just vessels. So be a strong vessel, whether it's planting or whether it's watering today, be a strong vessel for him. Have your mind and heart set upon the Lord and your confidence in him. Have a great rest of your day.
God bless, guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life